Over the past week, NPR has been examining youth violence in Chicago. The city has the third largest public school system in the nation, 409,000 students in this school year. At least 15 of those students have died by gunfire. Last year, a total of 70 school-age young people were shot and killed. Another 611 were wounded. NPR's Cheryl Crowley spoke with one of the injured, a girl who survived a barrage of bullets just weeks before turning 17.
By late afternoon, the office of Roseland Ceasefire is full of staffers, former gang members who now work the streets intervening in conflicts. Roseland, on Chicago's far south side, is a neighborhood that struggles with gangs and gun violence. This office is where outreach workers counsel high-risk youth, helping them stay in school or find jobs. It's a place where they can safely tell their stories.
My name is Korshana Hatter.
Korshana Hatter is 17. She found out about Ceasefire when the group was passing out flyers near her alternative high school. She's slim, with Shirley Temple-like curls in her dark hair. She's been in and out of foster homes since she was 7, and she's on probation now, charged, she says, after getting into an argument with the police. She was staying in Roseland when she was shot last July.
I was walking to my best friend's house because my foster parent had kicked me out. So I had to stay with my best friend until they found me a new foster home.
Korshana was walking with her boyfriend. It was late, about 11:30 at night, and they saw two other people on the street.
So we weren't really paying that much attention to them.
But one of them had passed a gun to the other, who fired 3 shots, first at Korshana's boyfriend.
And only one of the bullets hit him, but I didn't know that only one hit him. I thought all of them hit him, so I thought he was on the ground, on the side of the car, laying there bleeding at them. So I was in shock. Then I turned back around, and that's when the boys started shooting me.
And what happened? Where did you get shot?
I got shot twice in my arm, 3 times in my stomach, and 1 time in my leg.
Dexter Voisin is a University of Chicago researcher who's been studying the response to community violence on Chicago's South Side. Common after effects include aggression, depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. He says schools really should teach students how to cope with violence because youth can be emotionally injured by what they see.
Witnessing being shot at but not murdered, being stabbed but not killed, is 120 times higher than that of murder rates among adolescents.
But Voisin says there's a system-wide school response when a young person is killed.
But that's only the tip of the iceberg. That doesn't really account for the vast majority of types of violence exposure. So I think really there needs to be a sort of ongoing attention to this in the school curriculum.
When Korshana was shot, she says she didn't know at first how badly she'd been hurt. She spit out her chewing gum. She'd been listening to music on her headphones. She put them in her wallet and took them out again. Her boyfriend was shot in the leg, but was still able to run home and notify his family. His mother called the police.
Then while he was in the house, his cousin was down there talking to me while I was on the ground, trying to keep me up or whatever. And the police arrived, and then my boyfriend asked his mama, was I going to be all right? She said, yeah, because I was still listening to my music and stuff.
The music, says Korshana, helped pull her through. She gestures towards the front of her jacket, bringing her hand down from her chest to her waist.
They had to cut my stomach open, like from right here to right here. And I had to go home like that.
Korshana says she used to have dreams about being shot, but never believed it would happen. When it did, she says she knew who shot her, a boy in the neighborhood. She says the boy's best friend was shot a week earlier as she and others sat on a porch. She says the boy was out for revenge.
I just think he had an anger problem, the boy. I think he had an anger problem. He tried to shoot everybody that was on the porch that night when his friend got shot.
Despite the violence that engulfed her, Korshana says she's not worried about her safety or afraid of the streets, but she doesn't believe the violence will ever stop.
No, because people don't care. They don't have no feelings.
Harold Pollack, co-director of the Crime Lab at the University of Chicago, says he understands that sense of resignation. But Pollack says there is evidence that kids can overcome violence in their neighborhoods.
Oh, absolutely.
Pollack is studying the effectiveness of youth violence intervention programs. He says it's important not to become discouraged.
One can take a very nihilistic approach to this problem and say we've spent all this money over all these decades. You know, we've spent a heck of a lot of money on cancer over the decades, and a lot of people still die of cancer, but there's a lot of effective cancer treatments, too.
Pollack says what's needed is critical optimism, plus a realization that curbing violence will take time. As far as what's next for gun violence survivor Korshena, the teenager has a simple answer.
Live my life.
She plans to go to college and wants to become a computer technician or a radiologist. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday, you can hear the conclusion of our series. Chicago's investing millions in a mentoring program to help students in and outside school.